Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Transgenders are taking over the church. That's the headline. David James with Bible in Hand comes to explain.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, a few days ago, you sent me an article that carried the title, "The Trans Faith Takes Over the Church," which dealt with some of the continuing advances of same-sex activities among those who identify as Christians. Talk to us about that.
We need to make a distinction between those who identify as Christians versus those who are Christians in the biblical sense, meaning that they've been truly born again through believing the gospel of Jesus Christ. But make no mistake, LGBT activists are having an impact on true believers as well. The full title of the article is "Trans Faith Takes Over the Church, Transgender Pastors and Renaming Ceremony." So let me just read a couple of the paragraphs in that article. It says this: "A pandemic of perversion has engulfed our society as LGBTQ activists demand that we bow down at the altar of moral relativism. But instead of providing clear biblical answers to this cultural chaos, many churches have fallen in league with them by aligning the gospel message to conform with this twisted mindset." The article goes on to say, "From non-binary deacons that refuse to accept that they are either men or women to hypersexual church-sponsored drag shows to transgender baptisms and renaming ceremonies, the assault on biblical values has intensified." And when the article talks about non-binary deacons, they mean that there are people already serving in churches who don't identify as either men or women. But now there are those who are wanting us to think about dimmer switches that we may have in our homes, which aren't just on or off, but have an infinite range of settings. So this problem has already infiltrated an increasing number of churches. My greatest concern is that the attitude of evangelicals seems to be moving. It's a serious issue, especially among those in younger generations. The tide is definitely turning.
David James with Bible in Hand explaining the headline referring to transgenders who are taking over the church. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. This report from David James is shocking. A sexual perversion that the Lord hates is taking over the church. Now, I just said that the Lord hates the transgender lifestyle, and in particular in the church. However, I did not say that he hates transgender people. He loves transgender people and wants them to turn from their sin to him as their Savior. This activity and type of chosen lifestyle is a major sign of the Lord's soon return. That's Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, and Luke chapter 17, verse 28. As this lifestyle spreads across the world, I would suggest you look up for the coming of Jesus Christ. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...